Okay, I want to invite the kids to come on up to the front here because Mr. Combs has your story. So come on up.
Good morning, boys and girls. Do you all feel good today? Yeah. How many of you like boats? Everybody like boats? Well, I'm going to tell you a story about two boys named Josh and Terry, and they had a 14-foot sailboat. And they lived in South Carolina, and they could sail on the ocean. What should you do with a sailboat? I mean, you sail it, right? I mean, that's what it's for. And one day they were listening to the weather, and the weather said that stay off, there's a storm coming. But it looked just like that outside right now. And they said, we're going to go, and we're going to sail our boat, and when the weather starts to get bad, we're just going to bring it in. And so they were out, and they were sailing, and they were having a great time. And pretty soon they realized that the wind had changed. Now, which way does the sailboat go? Which way? That's right. It goes the way the wind goes within certain limits. You cannot sail directly against the wind. And directly against the wind was where the shore was. And they were going further out and they were trying to get back in. They even jumped out of the boat and they tried to tow it and they were going further back out. And they jumped up in the boat and they raised their hands and they screamed and nobody heard them. And pretty soon they were out of sight of land. And here came a storm. And they were hanging onto the boat. And they made one mistake. They didn't furl the sail. And guess what the wind did? It turned a 14-foot sailboat into a 14-foot drift boat. The sail is gone. And when the storm was over with, they were in a boat and they can't go anywhere except wherever it just drifts. And the first day went by and they didn't know what to do. And the second day went by and the only thing they had to eat or drink was seaweeds floating on the water, and with what little water they could get out of there. And they were thirsty, and they were hungry, and 6 days went by until they finally remembered to do something. What do you suppose they finally remembered to do? What's that? Yeah, it took them 6 days to remember to pray. And they prayed that somehow they would be rescued. And not long after that, they were both unconscious. They were so dehydrated, and a fishing boat found them. And the boat called the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard commander said, we were praying for a miracle. And they got the boys, they brought them around, and they got to call their dad on the ship's telephone radio, and the dad said, they're back from the grave. They're back from the grave. He says, my boys are back from the grave. And you know what? In this world, we're all adrift in an ocean of sin. And one of these days, we're going to be rescued by Jesus, and God will say, my boys are back from the grave. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you that you'll rescue us. And we pray, Lord, that that day might be soon, that each one of us could see you as a friend and a rescuer. We pray in your holy name. Amen.